Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show. On now.
Before you head out on the road and in the skies for Thanksgiving, we are putting together the etiquette list that everyone needs to listen to. It's basically your way to vent about bad travelers.
God, this...
404-263-0941 if you would like to add an etiquette item to our growing list. I've got three for you, Jeff.
Oh, that didn't take long.
I know. I'm like, I'm ready.
I'll give you one from just last weekend. Callie and I went to Florida for my birthday. And it's a one-hour flight home. Short flight. From St. Augustine, Jacksonville, right? That's the airport near St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Short flight. I still have a headache from the person within two rows of me wearing an entire bottle of cologne.
Oh. That is the worst.
Yeah, just don't spritz before you fly.
Deodorant, that's all you need, right?
Seriously.
Yes. And if you're a person who likes to have a scent, do like the little one puff and then walk into it. So you have just the thing.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting rows away from you, I shouldn't smell like I fell face first into that glass counter at Macy's and it all broke on my face.
Totally agree.
Lord, okay, Jen, go ahead.
All right, this one drives me the most crazy. When you're boarding the flight and everybody's waiting because somebody ahead is trying to put something in the overhead bin.
Yep.
And you look around, the two very able-bodied men standing in front of you who are watching the old lady struggle with her bag.
Yeah, help be a
helper. Old lady struggling with bag in overhead bin. Help her.
Absolutely.
Help her.
Well, the other one that's
worse.
Drives
me nuts. And it happens all the time.
Well, the other one, though, Jen, that's, I want to say almost worse, is when that jerk is trying to shove something in there that doesn't fit.
And everybody knows it's not going to fit.
I know. And the flight attendant's looking at him like, you should have just checked the bag.
Not work. Yeah.
404-263-0941. This is our holiday. This is just a kind of a guide that we're creating for anybody who might be traveling. Road travelers, those of you who are traveling over the road, you know, on the highways. Let's do a couple of categories for this. One, the driver. Okay? The driver should know that the left lane is for the fastest moving vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are consistently being passed on your right, you are going too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Get over.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that the Waze app is telling you there's cops ahead. They don't care.
Right.
Let them around.
Oh, my God.
So annoying. So annoying.
All right. And then if you're a passenger in any vehicle, whether it's a car, an airplane, or a whatever, you cannot be the only person consuming the stinky food. So if the entire mm-hmm. car rolls through a drive-thru and everybody's getting lunch, bring it. But you can't go get a bag of Funyuns when everybody's filling up, right? And then eat them in the car. You can't bring an onion bun cheeseburger on the airplane.
No. Ew, isn't gross.
So not allowed.
Ew, gross.
What about one of those gas station sandwiches?
If everybody in the car is getting a gas station sandwich, bring it. If you're the only one, no.
Hey, yeah. Guys, they have egg salad.
Oh. God.
Ugh, it smells like farts.
Gene in Atlanta.
Hey, how you doing?
What's your etiquette reminder? This is not, I know it sounds like there's a lot of anger being directed at the idiots who don't know common courtesy.
This is to help.
But I'm saying the word idiots with as much love as I can muster.
Right, no worries. It's the people with backpacks who forget that it's on their back and they turn and they smack right into you.
Yes.
Even the kids in those carry-on things and they turn and the kid's leg will hit you.
Mm-hmm. You've got to have spatial awareness.
Yes, spatial awareness
exactly.
is good. Now, this is tough for guys, and so JP and Jeff, I'm sorry, but your legs do not belong in the aisle on the airplane.
Yeah.
The aisle is not your domain. That is public domain that everybody needs to bypass. But I know the struggle is real when you got long legs and you're in those tiny airline seats and they don't give you a lot of room. I get it. I understand that. But you also have to be aware that that's not yours.
But
because some men don't like to move when you need to get by with your two children.
Once the plane is boarding.
Asking for a friend.
But I have average size legs. I just have big junk. So I have to.
Good to know. What about when you're sitting in the middle seat? Or you're in an airplane?
Gross.
But
can
in
you guys
airplane,
act less grossed out by that?
No.
Great.
No.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
That's why the armrest gets in the way, Jeff.
That's what I was going to talk about, the armrest.
Oh, right. That is shared.
If you're in the middle seat and you're taking both armrests, I will punch you in your oversized junk.
Nikki in Powder Springs. This one seems so obvious, but you need to say it.
This is not your living room sofa. Do not take your socks and shoes off and put them up on the armrest of the person in front of you.
Oh, gross. Oh. Who did that to you?
Several flights, actually.
Gross.
And you see their feet when you're sitting there, and that's kind of disgusting.
No. That is so disgusting. You're absolutely right. That person should be banned from flying ever again in their whole life.
I agree.
Travel Etiquette Hotline is still open, 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Putting together the etiquette guide for traveling over the holidays. Some of these things seem obvious, but we want you to contribute to the list anyway. 404-263-0941.
The ones that are so obvious, but people don't, that people are calling and feel like they have to say them out loud, hurt my head.
Like, don't take off your socks and shoes and put your bare feet on the armrest.
Ugh.
Shoving into the row ahead of you.
Jeanette in Douglasville. Why is this not obvious?
You got me. You think that would be common sense.
All right. What is it?
Do not open a bottle of nail polish and try to paint your nails on the airplane.
What? Ugh. Paint your nails?
Number one, the smell. Number two, the turbulence.
But it's the smell. That's toxic. And who does that?
Exactly.
Somebody did it to Jeanette, so she has to call and add it to the rule book for holiday travel etiquette. Isabel and Marietta.
Hi, this is for parents. Please, if you have small kids with you, bring them something to get them entertained, like coloring books, some toys, snacks, because then they're going to be acting up and disrupting the rest of passengers, you know? So.
My favorite toy is Benadryl. Jennifer and Cumming.
Hi, guys. When you get up to the counter, put your phone down. Don't sit there and talk on the phone while you're trying to be at a service counter of some sort.
I take it that you, like, rent cars or sell plane tickets or something.
No, actually, just mainly in the grocery stores, but still, it carries forward.
Got it. Rebecca in Cartersville.
Leave the fish sandwich at home.
Ew.
Oh, God.
No, that's so wrong.
No fish. Mm-mm.
Cassidy in College Park.
People that tail. If we're all going 80, I should be able to see your headlights.
Right, yes. They're right behind you.
The worst.
And it's like, and there's nobody in the lane next to them, so they could move over. They just don't want to.
My favorite thing.
And it's not like I'm going slow.
My favorite thing is people who, when they're cruising down the highway, and they see a cop who's got somebody pulled over, which means they must immediately slow down to one third of whatever they're going.
Right.
That's not dangerous. Dana in Bethlehem, sorry.
Hi. Mine is do not Dear Abby me on an airplane. If I have a book or a tablet, don't talk to me.
Yes. If you've got headphones,
leave me alone.
Yes. Girl.
Earbuds.
Leave me alone.
Earbuds or a magazine or a Kindle is like should be an invisibility cloak.
I am not your therapist, and I don't care.
If I got earbuds in, you might as well not be here.
Yeah. Right. I got one for nursing moms. If a mom is nursing her baby, guys, don't watch.
Don't watch her.
They don't do that, do they?
Yes, she's doing her best. I sat next to a nursing mother on a flight out to California recently, and every guy in the vicinity was watching her place baby on breast.
Really? Yes,
and she's trying to do it as discreetly as she can, but she's on a flight. She's doing her best, and she's trying to make sure that you don't have to listen to her baby crying. So do her the courtesy of not looking at her boob.
If I have a cup of black coffee, though, is it cool to hit her up?
For a little squeeze. Oh.
Thinking out loud.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.